And now, item 245.
Authorize a contract with the lowest responsible bidder for the construction of the Southeast Hawthorne Salmon Sewer Reconstruction and Green Streets Project number E086668 for $4,590,000.
Mayor, I'm pleased to welcome back Scott Gibson. It's been a while since he joined us. Today, the ordinance before us would authorize the Bureau of Environmental Services to contract with the lowest responsible bidder for construction of the Southeast Hawthorne Salmon Sewer Reconstruction and Green Street Project. This project will replace aging sewers and add nearly two dozen Green Street planters to manage the stormwater and keep the runoff out of our sewer system. This is an example of how coupling traditional pipe construction with green infrastructure can actually reduce construction costs, make the sewer system work more efficiently, protect watershed health, and save ratepayer dollars. Scott, would you please give us a brief overview?
Yes, thank you. As Commissioner said, my name is Scott Gibson, and with me today is Bill Owen. Bill Owen's a senior engineer. He's our program manager for the Tabor to the River program, which was conceived under Mayor Sam Adams. And he's going to give us a brief overview of the project and his request.
Good morning. This project is located in southeast Portland, located between 41st Avenue and 50th Avenue, and Clay Streets and almost Belmont to the north. This work includes both sewer replacements for approximately 7,000 feet of pipe in this area shown on this slide, as well as 23 Green Street facilities that we've identified. This particular project was crafted in a pre-design project that finished in 2007 as part of the integrated Taggart pre-design report that was the foundation for the Tabor to the River program. In that report, as part of the analysis, we identified just over 110 properties that have a higher risk of sewer backups, as well as approximately 20 manholes that have a higher risk of street flooding based on the storms that we use for our designs. So this particular project was incorporated with several other projects in the Tabor to the River program to the goals that Commissioner Fish outlined just moments ago. So this particular project, as I mentioned, focuses on relieving sewer backups in this area, as well as addressing structurally deficient pipes that are in this within the project limits. These segments are at the end of their design life and could fail, and so it needed to be addressed. What's not noted on this slide is that we also are addressing some sewer extensions that have been identified as part of the non-conforming sewer program. So as just like the rest of the Tabor to the River program, we look for opportunities where surface infiltration facilities or Green Street facilities could be used where effective to reduce stormwater coming into the combined sewer system. And it could be cost effective to implement these using service life costs rather than just construction costs. So it could be cost effective over the long term. One particular piece I wanted to highlight about this project is work along Southeast Hawthorne. There's just over five blocks of work between 41st and 49th Avenues that will need to be doing some pipe work in this area. It's divided into three sections in our plans. Section one is towards 41st Avenue, which is a signalized intersection. In this area, we need to replace some manholes with larger manholes and realigning the pipe towards the center of the streets. In doing so, we need to remove quite a bit of trolley tracks that are have been paved over over the years. Section two also requires some movement of the pipe to a more traditional location towards the center of the street, Currently, it's closer to the north side where there's a 30-inch water transmission line, and so we prefer not to have our assets co-located in that area. That section, in Section 2, we've been able to develop a traffic control plan that allows a continuous one lane of traffic in each direction during construction. And as a result, we can do the work during normal business hours or normal construction hours. Section 3 is closest to Southeast 49th Avenue along Hawthorne and is also a signalized intersection. Similar type of work there. We have to move the sewer to the towards the center of the street. We end up removing a traffic island, a pedestrian traffic island for safety, which we'll need to rebuild. But in this area of Hawthorne, there are more traditional curb extensions, concrete curb extensions, that narrows Southeast Hawthorne in this area. And as a result, it's more difficult to have two-way traffic continuous during that period. So as a result, we recognize that Sections 1 and 2 would be challenging to construct without affecting businesses significantly. So Debbie Castleton also is the public outreach specialist in this project, as well as in the previous one. And through her work and our coordination with PBOT, and others, we did an extensive public outreach to examine what options they would prefer in order to complete the work in Sections 1 and 3, which is nearest the signalized intersections at 41st and 49th Avenues. And the three options we gave the public to respond to include just doing work during the days. That would involve up to 9 weeks of construction. Option 2 involved both daytime and nighttime work in these areas, but just doing one of those segments at a time. That would be approximately 6 weeks of construction. And option 3 would be both day and nighttime work, so 24-hour work just like option 2, but the contractor would have to do work at both sites at the same time, so simultaneously. The results of that outreach effort, we had about just over 1,200 respondents, which is depicted on the map you have here, primarily in green, selected option 3, which meant the general community in this area preferred for us to come in, do our work as quickly as possible, and be able to get out. And so 88% of those respondents responded in that manner. And so that's how we finished our design and submitted our noise variance accordingly.
That's interesting. I'm kind of surprised by that. I don't know if you were, but I am.
Another feature I wanted to highlight on this project dealt with tree mitigation. There are cases when we build Green Street facilities, we have to remove existing trees. And when we do that, we have to mitigate for that loss. Southeast Hawthorne is deficient in tree canopy relative to other areas of the city. And so we explored some options with our partners in urban forestry, in the Transportation Bureau, and others to find out if there's a way we could increase the canopy along Southeast Hawthorne as part of this mitigation project. So this particular slide, and I apologize if it's a little difficult to read, but this slide indicates that we're going to have two tree wells that we will be building in the street just past the curb, where we'd be putting a tree in each location. This is the location on the south side of Hawthorne, between 46th and 47th Avenues. And as part of that, planting those trees, we can address the mitigation needs as long as other trees will be planting for this project. In order to complete this type of design, we made sure that we reached out individually to each of the businesses along this block to see if they were comfortable with this arrangement, and they were. So we decided to go ahead and finish this design, and this is the result. So next steps, we plan to advertise later this month. The ordinance requests indicate that the project will be engineer's estimate is $4,590,000, and that level of confidence is optimal for that estimate. The purchasing agent will be back to report regarding the lowest responsible bidder and bid for the project. Our current schedule is that construction notice to proceed will be issued in July of this year, and our estimated contract period is 12 months. So thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Other questions?
I have a couple of questions, and I appreciate the level of detail you've given us about the public outreach. I share the mayor's, I guess, surprise at the outcome of the was there a difference of opinion between the businesses and the residents?
Let me go back to that slide if I could. The short answer is no. Our initial outreach suggested that the residents, so this was the second round of outreach we did for this project in this this area. In the first round of outreach, the residents were not as comfortable doing nighttime work, but the businesses were mixed about that, the hour of the day to do construction work, depending on the type of business they had. But the second round of outreach, when we laid out the duration and the type of work that was going to be done, generally both residents and the businesses responded that they prefer for us to come in, do our work, and get out as quickly as we can.
So you identify 130 businesses on this strip, and my recollection is they include small restaurants, medium-sized restaurants. There's a new grocery store.
Famous chocolate shop.
Famous chocolate. And it's become a very hot destination, particularly in evening, because of all the restaurants. And are you satisfied that we have an adequate plan that we've developed with PBOT to address the parking and the circulation so that the folks who are, running their businesses, the pizza place, there's a Tex-Mex, there's some very, very hot places up and down that stretch, which means a lot of traffic. Are you satisfied we have a plan to address circulation and parking?
I am satisfied with that, but your point is noted, and I will make sure that we circle back with Debbie and some others as we move through to make sure that we can continue to communicate with those business owners to accommodate their needs the best we can.
And I'm guessing we brought Venture Portland in on this? We've had some
Hawthorne Business Association.
Or the Hawthorne Business Association?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. So I think if the start date is not, if under the best of scenario, you get a bid, we move forward, you're looking at starting mid to late summer, correct?
Hopefully midsummer, that's correct.
Midsummer. So that gives us a little more time to make sure we've done all the outreach to both the business district and to Venture Portland. I also want to make sure that whatever construction schedule we have doesn't interfere with whatever they're doing for a summer festival. And that has in the past created some challenges. So we're going to want to make sure that the day that has been selected for the Hawthorne Festival,
street fair,
where they shut down a portion of Hawthorne. We take that into consideration because we're going to be creating a significant backup on Hawthorne if what you face crossing Cesar Chavez is a single lane, and a single lane that presumably is going to single lane each way, or just a single lane that alternates.
During section two, it'll be a single way each lane each way.
But that's going to have Hawthorne is already backed up quite a bit. As I can attest, late in the afternoon, this is going to have a significant impact. So we're going to want to make sure that it doesn't have an adverse impact on what they're going to do through the business association. And we'll take another look at just make sure,
Festival.
Colleagues, that the business district and Venture Portland have done the proper outreach to the businesses. Because this it's great to do it. I understand the logic of doing it as quickly as possible. But if it's going during the day and at night, it's going to have a significant impact on commerce, and we just need to make sure we mitigate it.
So I agree with you, and so we'll make sure to follow through on that. I'll note that the summer festival date has been set and is in our our bid books. So the contractor, the contractors will be aware of it, and so we'll keep an eye on it.
Are they precluded to do work during that period?
They're precluded to do work during that period as well as during the holidays.
Okay. Yeah, so there's a blackout period for that.
That's
correct. The night work, is that on Hawthorne alone, or is that also on the side streets?
Hawthorne alone.
Yeah, okay. So the backup beepers will be audible, but maybe won't keep everybody in the neighborhood awake.
Correct. Correct. And things like cutting into trolley tracks won't be allowed.
It'll be allowed.
At night.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate this discussion. This is, we've had a lot of these kinds of projects around the city lately, but this is probably the one, at least in the last 2 years, where, there's a lot going on in that area, as you just described. This work's been going on in my neighborhood for the last year or so, and yet it's worked out well, by the way. It's been well managed. But I think just in terms of the concentration of activity, like Commissioner Fish was talking about, this one's going to be a challenge.
Well, and Steve and I have some experience most recently with Division Street where
that's true.
Going the extra mile
and
making sure that we've factored in the holiday shopping season, any unique promotional things that are being done, the festival that the business district is running or the neighborhood association, and then making sure that the circulatory patterns, if people are being diverted for any reason, making sure that we really thought through the best circulation that doesn't adversely impact a business or a particular residence. And this is not a science, it's an art, but this is one, again, another one where I think the close working relationship between PBOT and BES can be very important.
I have two questions. One is, have you talked to the private utilities to see if they're planning to do any work in that neighborhood around the same time that could be coordinated?
Yes, sir. We have spoken with the private utilities there. It turns out that we were able to avoid any conflicts with those utilities, with a couple of exceptions. One is at 41st Avenue, and that's the signalized site. And CenturyLink will be doing some work on their vaults there just prior to our construction in that area.
And Commissioner Novick, if you're talking about a broader enterprise or citywide look to see if they have their own needs that they would want to accomplish at the same time, I know that's a focus of ongoing and innovation grant and other activities. I don't know that we pose that question to them, but we have just notified them that the project's coming numerous times in an attempt to make sure that everybody knows what we're doing and we're coordinating for locations. I think that's what Mr. Owens described.
Commissioner Novick, maybe this is one where we can do an informal test drive of the collaboration that we're working on, where we do some additional outreach to see. And the theory would be, if we're going to dig up the streets and there is a utility that wants to come along and piggyback off that work, let's do that so that we don't have to dig up the street twice. And perhaps we could do this on an informal basis and check with some of the utilities that we're likely to want to perhaps do some work in that area.
My second question is one that I think people in most neighborhoods of Portland would be concerned about, but particularly in this neighborhood. Can you assure us that this project will be gluten-free?
Especially here.
That's great.
I'm sorry, I can't.
By the way, just conceptually, when we did the Division Street project, there was always that tension between the level of bioswales and the design location and the impact on parking.
Mm-hmm.
I assume that we've had the same discussion here. Can you give us a sense of how you've reconciled the two competing needs of both managing stormwater on site and also preserving adequate parking space for the businesses?
I can. So we were keenly aware of that that tension, and you'll notice on this particular slide here that I've brought up again, the curb extensions, which are the Green Street facilities that take up space where parking would have existed, are located at least two blocks away from Hawthorne in either direction for this project. You will see there are a number of black rectangles on this slide, which indicates those are planters, which are facilities that are behind the curb and do not affect parking. So that was one of the chief things that we were keeping in the back of our minds even before 30% design had been finished.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Other questions? Thank you both. Appreciate the presentation. Thank you. All right. And that is an ordinance, but it's not an emergency ordinance, so it comes back for second reading next week.
I didn't have a sign-up sheet.
Oh, so I'm sorry.
I don't know if anybody wanted to testify.
Yeah, I didn't call for any testimony. Didn't think we had any. Okay. Thank you. Comes back for second reading next week.